I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome to my podcast where I try to help you to get a better understanding of the English language so that you can communicate better with those that you wish to, either in your day-to-day life or through your business English. And I help you with the grammar, phrasal verbs, expressions, in fact, any aspect of English that will help you to improve. So hopefully we'll do this in an efficient, effective and enjoyable way for you. So what do I have for you in this particular podcast? Well, this is my extra long podcast. And in this particular one, we're going to read an article. Okay. And this particular article is really quite heartwarming. It's about a 99-year-old. In fact, today, as I'm dictating this, it's his 100th birthday. And he's a 99 or now 100-year-old war veteran in the UK. And during this long lockdown that we've all suffered, this particular gentleman decided that he would raise money for the National Health Service in the UK, and he did so by walking around his garden, which you might think is quite easy, but at 99 it's not so easy, particularly when he was using a walking frame to help him. And he was going to do it once for every year of his life on earth, so 100 times, and he was going to raise money for it. And originally he wanted to raise a small amount of money, and he's now, as of today, passed 30 million pounds for the UK's National Health Service. Quite amazing. And the really nice piece of the story today, well, two pieces of the story today, that he got something like 125,000 birthday cards delivered to his home and from all around the world. And on top of that, the army, where he used to be a captain, for his birthday, have made him a colonel. So he's been promoted to the rank of colonel. So quite an amazing story. So I'm going to read the story for you. There's some words I'm going to focus on, and I'll explain them to you. So let me give you those words first of all. Hailed, H-A-I-L-E-D, hailed. Raised. Came up. Endeavours. Started off, anticipate, and the next expression or phrase, have such high regard for, sitting back, and then finally collaborated. Okay, so I'll highlight them in the reading, then I'll explain them to you, and then I'll give you a second reading. So here's the first reading. A 99-year-old war veteran in the United Kingdom has been hailed as a hero for his fundraising efforts. Captain Tom Moore has now raised over a staggering £29 million for the UK's National Health Service, the NHS, by walking around his garden 100 times. The World War II vet came up with the idea of raising just £1,000 to thank NHS staff for helping him with treatment for cancer and a broken hip. Mr. Moore set up a donation page on a fundraising website. He said he would do 100 laps of his garden before his 100th birthday on April the 30th. His endeavours caught the imagination of the British public, who have been donating millions of pounds to support him. At no time when we started off with this exercise did we anticipate we'd get anything near that sort of money. It just shows that people have such high regard for matters of our National Health Service, and it's really amazing that people have paid so much money. Captain Tom completed his 100-lap challenge last Friday, but he's certainly not been sitting back since then. Captain Tom Moore collaborated with singer Michael Ball and the NHS Voices of Care Choir on an NHS charity single, a cover of You'll Never Walk Alone, the famous, famous song. And in fact, that song went to number one in the charts. Okay, so let's look at the words. hailed, has been hailed as a hero. To be hailed means to be recognized or to be shouted from the rooftops, hailed as a hero. To hail something is to call out loudly. So if we want to get a taxi, we stand in the street and we hail a taxi. We shout, taxi, taxi. So to hail. So he has been hailed as a hero. Everybody has been coming forward to congratulate him on his heroics. And indeed, it's quite amazing. Second, raised. Captain Tom Moore has now raised over a staggering £29 million. So raised means he has been promised contributions from the public in the amount of £29 million to donate to the National Health Service. So he has raised this money. So anytime we do something for charity, we are raising money for that particular charity. We are getting donations, we are getting contributions in aid of that particular charity. The next is a phrasal verb, came up with. So here we've got a three-part phrasal verb, came up with. So the World War II vet, or the World War II veteran, as it means, came up with the idea. So came up with means invented or thought of or decided upon that particular idea. So he came up with the idea of raising this money in aid of the NHS, and what an idea it was. So to come up with something is to think. Oh, I came up with the idea when I was having a shower, which is usually when I have all my bright ideas, to come up with an idea. Oh, I came up with the idea when I was lying in bed thinking about the problem, to come up with an idea. Next, his endeavours caught the imagination, endeavours, meaning his exploits is another way to explain it, or his wonderful works, or his exploits, as I said, or his achievements, all of these exploits, achievements, endeavours caught the imagination of the British public. So his endeavours, this act of walking around his garden 100 times. It's quite a big garden. I saw him on the TV, so it's not small, so it's quite big. So his endeavours, these acts to try and raise the money, caught the imagination of the British public. Endeavours. Next is another phrasal verb, started off. We started off with. So we started off means we commenced, or we began, or when we got going with this exercise, we didn't anticipate this success. So we started off with this exercise, meaning we began and we had low expectations, and as it grew and grew and the people's imagination grew and grew, it got better and better. So we started off, we began, we thought of this, and this is how it has ended up. So phrasal verb, started off with. And then we have the word anticipate. We started off with this exercise. Little did we anticipate that we would get anything near that sort of money. So to anticipate means we never thought of, or we never believed, or we never really understood that we would get that sort of money. So we didn't anticipate. We can also say we didn't imagine. So in this sentence we have, at no time when we started off with the exercise did we anticipate we'd get anything near that sort of money. We didn't believe, we didn't actually think that we would, and we didn't realize that that's what we would achieve. So to anticipate. And then we have the expression, have such high regard for, have such high regard for. And in his quote, it says, it just shows that people have such high regard for. So to have such high regard for means to think deeply or passionately emotionally about something. So you have such high regard for your parents, you have such high regard for the president or the queen or somebody in high ranking person in the country. Yeah, to have such a high regard for, you hold them up there as a beacon of light, something to be looked at, admired, honored, and respected. Okay, so here it just shows that people have such high regard for the National Health Service that they are prepared to donate so much money. Indeed, they do. And then we have another phrasal verb, sitting back. So he's certainly not been sitting back means he hasn't been relaxing. He hasn't been taking it easy. After he finished doing his 100 laps, he then collaborated with singer Michael Ball and they produced a recording of You'll Never Walk Alone, a famous football anthem for those football supporters out there who know the Liverpool Football Club in the UK, You'll Never Walk Alone. So he's certainly not been sitting back means he hasn't been relaxing, he hasn't been taking it easy. So when we sit back, we sit down, we kick off our shoes and we relax. But in the case of Captain Tom, he didn't sit back for one moment. He went on, and for the next word, to collaborate with means to join forces with Michael Ball, a great and very well-known singer in the UK. So they collaborated, they joined forces, they got together, they produced the record together so that they could help to achieve even greater success for this money-raising exploit. Okay, so to collaborate means to work together, to collaborate on the song, to collaborate on the project, to collaborate on the cooking or the book, whatever it might be. You work together to produce one thing rather than doing something separately. So two people together collaborating has a much bigger impact. Okay, so there are words again. Hailed, raised, came up, endeavors, started off, anticipate, and then the phrase have such high regard for, sitting back, and finally collaborated. Okay, let me give you one more reading. A 99-year-old war veteran in the United Kingdom has been hailed as a hero for his fundraising efforts. Captain Tom Moore has now raised over a staggering $29 million for the UK's National Health Service, the NHS, by walking around his garden 100 times. The World War II vet came up with the idea of raising just £1,000 to thank NHS staff for helping him with treatment for cancer and a broken hip. Mr. Moore set up a donation page on a fundraising website. He said he would do 100 laps of his garden before his 100th birthday on April the 30th. His endeavours caught the imagination of the British public, who have been donating millions of pounds to support him. At no time when we started off with this exercise did we anticipate we'd get anything near that sort of money. It just shows that people have such high regard for matters of our National Health Service, and it's really amazing that people have paid so much money. Captain Tom completed his 100-lap challenge last Friday, but he's certainly not been sitting back since then. Captain Tom Moore collaborated with singer Michael Ball and the NHS Voices of Care Choir on an NHS charity single, a cover of You'll Never Walk Alone. Okay, well, thanks for listening to the podcast. And as always, you can get me on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. And if you wish to contact me, well, that's where you'll find me. If you've got any comments to make or there's anything you want me to include, I'll be happy to do so. As always, thanks for listening and join me again soon.